golden dreamy beauty man? Is it only fantasy? Sometimes one can't help but wonder, will it ever truly be? Some people keep on saying all is illusion and lies. Why is it so hard to believe there are better days to see? So it seems like the world is tumbling down. It's the darkest time of night. Right before dawn, here comes the time of dawn. Here comes the time of love. Here comes the time where all the people will unite and share in the wonderful world. Here it comes. Here comes the day where wisdom and harmony will fill the earth. Here comes the brightest light to shine. Here it comes. Here it comes.
Blessings and greetings, greetings and blessings, blessed souls. We're alive because we want to stay alive in Torah Chaim, instructions of life, Torah Chesed, instructions of kindness, Torah Rachamim, instructions of mercies. You're now tuned into the inner higher frequency of Soul Class number 517, Meditation Equals Wellsprings for the Human Soul, program presentation number 18. We're part of the Blessed Blog Talk Radio Network. Blessed is our infinite creator. Shalom, peace, and bracha, blessing upon the human family experience. With Creator's help, our next broadcast will take place on the 2nd of Mar Chajon, which is right now, 5,776 years since our common ancestors walked upon this blessed earth, corresponding to October 15, 2015. It's now 9:32 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, live from Turtle Island, a.k.a. the USA, unifying souls actually. Program content will focus on plucking inspirations from the elucidations of Hillel Afarij, devoted student of the Mittler Rebbe, who authored Shari Yuchot, The Gate of Unification. The call-in number, if you have to move away from your computer to listen, or if you don't have access to your smartphone, is 347-838-8669. Meanwhile, may the Eternal Creator bless and protect you and your loved ones peacefully and pleasantly. And unfortunately, we're going to have to turn down the wonderful music of Here Comes the Time from Generation Redemption album, from Blessed Soul Brother, and prayer and speech and Meisim Tovim, actions of kindness, Rav Yitzhak Patton. Oh, sorry, Rav Isaac. With that being said, let's just like to remind everyone that Rav Isaac has a wonderful congregation called Beit Mazal, which meets specifically on the Shabbos Kodesh, the Holy Shabbos. So if you're a Yehudi or Yehudit and you want to hear some really heartfelt prayers and fellowship, come to 1433 President Street this coming Shabbat. It's a basement entrance congregation located at 1433 Kings President Street, located between Albany Avenue and Kingston Avenue. Prayers start at 10 o'clock. Beit Mazal is under the direction, spiritual leadership of Arav Daniel Mapur. This is all to give you an idea also what we, our long-term vision in terms of the expansion of our humble efforts here, is to promote the following concepts, otherwise known as the tags, which are connected to today's humble effort: divine creator, divine image, universal redemption, Torah/Bible class, children of Israel and children of Noah meditating to reduce hatred, jealousy, and competition that isn't needed, ancient prophecies being revealed in this generation, thought, speech, and action are blessed garments of every human soul. So let's go right into the shoe. I guess we'll take a little Shakespearean slant as we begin today's program. Blessed souls, to know or not to know, to be sensitive or insensitive towards the Torah subject of Hisbonanus, Panimius Bina Ion, otherwise translated as contemplative, meditative experiences, inner understanding experiences, and analytical Torah experiences, is not really the question. Rather, it's to make known to you blessed souls listening right now, or eventually those of you who will access the archive version of today's humble efforts, it is a merit just to access the ideas, the Torah ideas, Hamuskal Shel Iyun, Panimiyat Bina, Pnimius Bina and his Bonenus, not as an intellectual or philosophical or even spiritual inquiry, but rather as a means of actualizing human potential, the potential of any man or woman, regardless of what nation they are from, no matter what is his or her faith. Interest flows and sometimes goes away concerning Torah-based meditations, revelations. However, what keeps us all connected to the meditative cognitive experience is what now I will try to share with you, blessed souls, in very terse and hopefully simplified fashion, but these simplified expressions that hopefully I'll be able to share with you now are very deep. Not that I'm very deep, but they're coming from a deep source, from the wellspring, the traditions, illuminating and shining out from the Shar HaYuchod, the Gate of Unification, authored by the Mitla Rebbe, direct descendant of King David and King Solomon, upon which Rav Hillel elucidated upon those teachings, which those teachings I'm plucking inspirations from right now. Namely, that the human cognitive experience of Das, which can be tersely defined as knowledge or sensitivity towards the essence of a concept one is engaging in, relates to three general qualities. Quality one is the omek / keser shel das, or the depth or the crown of such knowledge and sensitivity. The rochav or chochma shel das, the width or the breadth or the wisdom of das. Orech or bina shel das, the length or the understanding embedded within das. So within das there exists omek or deep light. Omek being ayin, vav, mem, kuf, and or is, I'm using as an acronym, aleph, vav, and then the resh for orochav. So there's deep light, dimensions of depth, width, length, and breadth. So please bear in mind the essence of the Torah concept of das is predicated upon a quality of connection with the essence and true being of any Torah concept. And this type of human experience, aka cognitive connection, can produce an outcome of connecting into the realm of perceiving, i.e., a right brain human experience, as well as entering into the realm of understanding, a.k.a. a left-brain human experience, to further perceive and gain greater cognitive comprehension concerning any Torah concept under consideration for the Torah student engaging in meditation, inner understanding, and analytical Torah study. So, behold, blessed souls, the Keser Shel Das, or Omek HaDas, expresses, or is an expression of a quality of self-nullification, emptying oneself, let me say parenthetically, emptying oneself momentarily of one's previous knowledge and sensitivities, with the intent of connecting to the Mahus, or Atzmus, the being and essence, of the essence of a Torah concept being studied. That is an outcome derived from the perspective of the beginning and source and importance of a Torah concept as it previously or most existentially resided or can reside right now within any human beings. That means any human being, being his or her blessed brain. By means of this very human experience, there is an outcome, namely the beginning of, again, a revelation of connection to the Mahus, meaning what that thing is of the Torah concept within any human being's brain, meaning his brain or her brain, empowering him or her to bind themselves to the Torah concept in order to intensify their ability to further perceive and comprehend that Torah concept. They have gained a previous knowledge of and a previous sensitivity towards, which means they want to connect even deeper to this matter, Torah study, and gain a greater knowledge of this Torah matter that they have previously studied. Concerning quality 2, the general quality of Das, which is known as the Rochav Das, this entails a positive human experience in where one feels empowered to stand up firmly against any personal negative consciousness or any environmental negative consciousness and remain actively conscious concerning a Torah concept. Meaning, the person, he or she, is so committed to wanting to learn the concept and stay with the concept, cognitively, emotionally, and spiritually to it, despite the fact they might encounter, he or she may encounter apathy from their peers, family, and greater circle of human beings that walk in and out of their lives on a daily basis or in the future, they have made the courageous commitment to stay connected to learning more about this concept, regardless of the apathy or just lack of awareness of the rest of the world, whether on the macrocosmic level or the microcosmic level with the very individuals he or she interact with on a daily basis. Now, concerning Orach HaDas, we're talking about the length of Das, relates to the human cognitive experience of extracting out any potentiality that is embedded firmly with already an established sensitivity or knowledge-based connection towards a Torah-based concept, and now extending that experience into a multi-dimensional manifestation of explanations, elucidations, communications, which are indicative of getting more to the essential point of that Torah subject, blessed souls. It also serves one's Orach HaDas, the length of one's Das towards any Torah concept. It also serves as potent testimony concerning how connected any student, any blessed student of meditation, inner understanding, analytical Torah study, his bonus, Panimius Bina, and Iyun, in relation to the Mahusa Davar, again, the being, what that matter is they're studying. Of course, it's a matter of elokus, of godliness, but breaking down the particularities in order to simplify them in another form, that Torah concept. For example, this teaching so far that I've been sharing with you, what I plucked out are the inspirations I've gleaned from learning from the elucidations, the biurim of Rav Hillel of Porich, which was originally written in Lashon HaKodesh, the Holy Tongue, based upon the writings of his Rebbe, the Mittler Rebbe, who composed 54 chapters, which were subtitled Shari Yuchud, the Gate of Unification, which actually was not just a teaching unto itself, but was combined with another writing by the Mittler Rebbe, subtitled Shar Amuna, the Gate of Faith, and these two writings were crowned with a title serving as a cognitive-spiritual umbrella called Ner Mitzvah Utorah, or commandment is a candle and Torah is light. So Rav Hillel, in his wisdom, in very elevated forms of wisdom, and understanding and Das, sensitivity and knowledge, extracted from the 54 chapters of Shari Yuchud, and I also would humbly suggest he also extracted from the 69 chapters of Shar Amuna, the Gate of Faith, which I am most confident he learned and taught to other blessed souls, like you and I, over 150 plus years ago, because he lived from about 1795 till about 1860. So he thought about these concepts in Lashon HaKodesh, Hebrew, and then he thought about those concepts as well in Yiddish, because the primary way of teaching the masses of Jews in Europe and Russia was in Yiddish at that time. It was sort of like the English the common language that was used when the Jewish people were not learning in the Holy Tongue. And as well, he might have taught in Russian for those Jews who didn't understand Yiddish or Lashon HaKodesh in Hebrew, since he lived in Russia. Now, to find the words which actually translated the Torah concepts as they existed, existentially exist at this moment, and will eternally exist into the future, serves as a testimony as to Rav Hillel's sensitivity, his knowledge, his cognitive connection to what constitutes being the mahus of meditation and faith, as taught by the Mittler Rebbe. And yet, I'm not ashamed to say, on a much more diminished level, with my own, as I continue with the Creator's protection and blessing, continue to pluck inspirations from Rav Hillel's elucidations. This indicates at what level I am connected to the Mahusa Davar of meditation, or what this thing is of meditation and inner understanding analytical Torah study from the Gate of Unification, which I've learned through, and the Gate of Faith, Shar Emunah, which I've learned, not learned all of it, but certain chunks of it, which again is those two subtitles are under the title of this compilation of these two classic works, some of the works within the annals of Chabad Hasidus and Oral Torah Instruction of the Nation of Israel, Ner Mitzvah Torah Or, A Commandment is a Candle, and Torah is Light. So with that being said, blessed souls, we are going to conclude right now, and of course, as we are accustomed to, we like to segue out of our humble efforts with each program, at least the ones that I do by myself, like today, or with Alan Cecil, when we collaborate on Tuesday mornings, when we dialogue and I read from segments of Secular by Design, which was written by Alan, and other programs which I have had the merit to do, and hopefully will continue to do with Dennis Ryan, who we have not been in contact for a while, but hopefully next week we will be. So in the meantime, hopefully we all will merit to face the truth. It's also a song by David Dohm will help us get back home to realize Atzelem Elokim is no dream. Our divine image will help us get out and scrimmage to make this world a more pleasant habitat. We're talking about the blessed earth. And blessed souls, one more thing. We've got to do good. And while that might cause some people to feel anxiety or ambivalence, why should they do good? After all, there's so much evil in the world, unfortunately. Let us remember, it is the nature of the good to do good. And the good, the nature of the good, is we're talking about the nature of Creator. He is the source of all goodness. Did a good which we can ultimately never really repay, but hopefully express our gratitude by connecting to Creator's Torah and the commandments, whether you be of the children of Israel or the children of Noah, which, by the way, in this week's Torah portion, Parshas Noach, please go to chapter 9, verse 18, and please go to chapter 9, verse 19, where clearly in the Hebrew, in the Lashon HaKodesh, it says, B'nei Noach, which can be simply translated into the sons of Noah, but also means the children of Noah. So maybe we all gain strength from the story from Parshas Noah to get the koch, to get the power and the potentiality to activate all which has been said above in the spirit of Ahavachad, one love, Goralachad, one destiny, Kolano for all of us, but Darchi Noam, in a pleasant way, Darchi Shalom, in a peaceful way, Lahamshich, to be continued by Bezalel Shem Yisbreak, to be continued with the help of the Most High. Take care, everyone. Thank you.
Sunday.